Welcome to Strong Tower Radio Today. The views and opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily reflect the views of Strong Tower Radio, West Central Michigan Media Ministries, or its employees.
Hi, folks. I'm Jelaine Fenner, and welcome to Strong Tower Radio Today program with my co-host,
Tom Majeure.
And Tom, in the studio, we have a very special guest. His name is George Dronin.
Hi. Good to be with you.
And George is an employee here. He's a part-time employee. He's an associate development director. And Tom, you know what a development director means, don't you?
Yes. What that means is that helps support the ministry. They help talk to people about the opportunity to support and advance Strong Tower Radio. And it's been such a joy. You've been with us basically since March or February.
That's correct.
And it's just been, not only has he helped with the fundraising with Cam Ferguson, who's the director, but he's just an inspiration to have
Amen.
On staff.
That's right. And currently, he's a retired pastor, but right now he's an interim pastor for the Traverse City and Kalkaska Seventh-day Adventist Church. And along with those duties, he's the District 2 superintendent for the Michigan Conference of Seventh-day Adventists. And you have no idea how long you'll be an interim pastor.
No.
Yep. And you've done this before because you retired.
I've been doing that for almost 20 years.
So he's been retired a long time.
That's right. And you've been interim pastor almost 30 times, and you're at the Traverse City Church and the Kalkaska Church.
We've served in about 30 different churches.
Wow.
Well, so pastors don't retire, really, do they?
No, they get tired.
Yeah, okay.
Well, we're sure glad with all those multiple hats that one of those hats happens to be here at Strong Tower Radio.
That's right. Amen. You're a real blessing here. We're glad to have you on board.
Thank you. My privilege.
Today, we're going to talk a little bit about our September issue that has just come out, our September newsletter, where George wrote the front page article, Great Work, Short on Help. And the reason why, because what's the theme of September?
Being about our Father's business, just like Jesus said to his mother when he was starting his ministry, is I must be about our Father's business. And we as Christians, following his footsteps, must be about our Father's business.
Especially as we see the signs of times, Jesus is coming back soon.
Absolutely.
Well, before we get started in talking about our newsletter and talking a little bit more to George, finding out more about him, George, would you offer prayer?
Heavenly Father, we thank you for the privilege we have to serve you. And we pray, dear Father, in a special way that your Spirit will guide and direct us. Bless us, dear Father, and bless our people who listen, dear Father. May your Spirit guide and direct us today, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Okay, so Tom, besides the front page article, and I like that, Great Work, Short on Help, because that's our being about our Father's business, we're going to talk a little bit more about what that means.
And we'll have George explain that article so that people will want to go to our website. It's on our website, strongtowerradio.org/newsletter/newsletter, and you can look and you can see all the articles that we're talking about. In fact, while we're on the radio right now, people can go to their computer and look it up and kind of follow along with us. It's like having your homework with
That's
you.
Right. Yep. Yep.
So the first article is done by Pastor George. It's talking about a couple. Their children were getting married, and the wedding went great, the ceremony, and everybody left, and they had the cleanup all by themselves. Well, George will tell us the rest of the story, but the second article is by our president, David Bolduc. He always has, Jelaine, he has such thoughtful articles.
Yes, yes.
He's a man of deep thought and conviction, and we're so privileged to have him as a leader of our organization, the inspiration for this whole ministry. He's also the founder. So you want to read his article every month. It's a must read. And then one of the things is page 3 is always dedicated to change lives.
Because Strong Tower Radio is helping to change lives.
And we're all about changing lives.
That's right.
Under the direction of our Lord Jesus Christ. And it's about miles. This is a Canadian. And many people may not know that the Strong Tower Radio signal not only is across half the state of Michigan, both our terrestrial, that means land-based stations, and Decatur, Illinois, but the signal transmits into Wisconsin, and it also goes into Canada.
That's right.
And that was even before this story is founded in 2015. So Strong Tower Radio has been serving for 11 years now, but it talks about miles, and it's a continuation of the previous month's story. So you want to get...
That's right. If you don't know, if you did not get our July-August issue and don't know the story about miles, you need to see the beginning of the story, because September issue is the rest of the story.
So you'll want to go to our website for the August, the first edition of that. Then turning over to page 4, it's a back to school, and that's with our development director drawing a wonderful parallel with back to school and Strong Tower Radio.
Right, it's by Cam Ferguson, and Cam and George work together very closely, don't you, George?
Yes, we surely do.
And we're including our development directors on this program, so you're going to hear more of them.
That's right.
In fact, Cam is a vital part of our Reformation series, and we'll be talking about that. That's for next month. We're doing some new programming, but we're continuing in the newsletter. Have you heard? Have you heard? Strong Tower Radio is streaming worldwide.
That's right. So, listeners, because I'm assuming most of you at the moment are listening through our radio stations, because that's all we've had until June of this year. And so, if you are a listener, sometimes you lose our signal, whether you're in a car or at home or you're like on vacation at the beach. In fact, we had somebody send us an email from Florida. They were so happy to hear Strong Tower Radio because we're streaming. All you got to do is go to strongtowerradio.org. And when that homepage opens up, right there, there's a button, listen to online streaming.
Yeah, Jelaine, there's rumors that if you've listened to it out in the garden or out in the yard streaming.
Yes.
So just with that in mind, our billboards, and then there's one really important thing. If any of you pay taxes, you may want to read page number 6, and it talks about incentive to get the economy back going after this illness.
The CARES Act, they called it.
Of the CARES Act, that the Congress has written a deduction that is a one-time deduction. And even if you don't itemize, you'll want to take advantage of this to further your donations to Strong Tower Radio.
Amen.
Then one of your favorite sections is at the bottom of that page.
That's right. Well, what listeners are seeing, we get phone calls, we get mail, you know, snail mail, we get email, and we just love to hear our listeners, you know, give us some feedback. And I know I even talked about one time, you know, you can go online and talk to us. I mean, on the website, and give us some feedback. And, you know, we love to hear encouragement that they're liking what they're hearing or something. And even constructive criticism, you know, we can take it, which will help us become a better radio station.
And the last page is the address page, but we also sneak in a few of the Strong Tower Radio engagements there. We're going to be up at Camp Segola. You'll be here. Some of you will be up at Camp Segola while we're broadcasting this in our speaking arrangements. You can see our people in person, David and Cam and Jelaine. But the other thing is a special sticker,
yes,
that you'll only see on the mailed version because it didn't get to the electronic version. But what's happening, Jelaine, on September 27th?
It's Sunday, September 27th, from 1 to 4:30 p.m., Strong Tower Radio is having a benefit auction here at the studios. We have a pole barn full of office equipment
that was donated to us.
And we've had it for a couple years, and we need to, it's not, we took what we needed, and there is, it's a pole barn full.
Literally, it was another station donated to us. It is steel case and steel case grade furniture.
Right. And then we've had people that have donated pewter, milk glass. And I'm not sure what all we're going to have because we don't have everything here yet, but it's going to be Sunday afternoon, the 27th, from 1 to 4:30 p.m. here at the studio. And so we hope that you can come out and support us. And in case you have something that's of very good quality or an antique, we'd be glad for you to donate it to us, and we will auction it off.
So the target price of your donation is of it something of value around $150 or more. So we're talking about quality items.
That's right.
But that is our newsletter. And Pastor George, you did the cover article. Will you share with people the story behind the story of the cover story?
This is an interesting article. This is written by a ghostwriter.
Okay.
Okay.
And I'm indebted to this person for writing this, but it kind of describes what really happens in life. Don and Susan, they splurged to get their daughter off the way we wanted to get them off at a nice wedding. The wedding went off beautifully, but everybody left, like so often happens, and Don and Susan...
When it comes to work, then people leave, huh?
That's right. Don and Susan were in shock as all of their helpers and most of the guests lined up behind the flagged vehicle, and they were gone.
They went to the best man, says, hey, I got some place to go eat, some party or whatever. And so they had a party after the party. And And the bride's parents were left to clean it up before midnight.
That's correct. They had a deadline with the place that they had rented, and they had to get it done by midnight, I believe it was. And else they had to, it would cost them money. So they... recruited whoever they could find, and they got some workers, and they started working. And at 2:40 a.m. that morning, they paid their odd job couple, and he was going to write out the late fee, but the manager said, you did your best. He says, I'm not going to charge you that. But you know, this is reminiscent of the wedding that we are all anxious to become a part of. And you find that in the Bible in Matthew 22. We've got to be ready when the bridegroom comes. God expects us to let him clean up our hearts and call others to prepare for the final inspection. You know, so many people say, why hasn't Jesus come? You know, my answer to that is, praise God, he hasn't come, because so many of us wouldn't be ready.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
We would miss out. The question is, what am I doing? Am I parting, or am I about our Father's business? People are out there, and they want to know. They just don't know it.
That's exactly right.
We have to go and invite them in. Jesus said, compel them to come into my house. That word compel is an interesting word. Look it up in the Bible and you'll find some very interesting connotations about that scripture. But truly, God is wanting us to be a part of his harvest.
Well, doesn't Jesus say, you know, the harvest is ready, but the laborers are few?
That's correct.
I'm not quoting maybe exactly right, but...
No, he says the harvest is great, but the laborers are few. We've got a special challenge, and I'm so thankful to be a part of Strong Tower Radio, because it's got such a wonderful, fantastic outreach possible. And what I challenge you, dear listener, is to tell somebody about Strong Tower Radio.
Amen.
Today.
Amen. And be part of it and help us with this work. And that can be financial as well as spreading the news about Strong Tower Radio.
This is one of the easiest ways to witness. And that's let everybody that you know, let them know about Strong Tower Radio.
Amen.
Well, you know, one of the biggest things, and I think about this so much being part of this, so many people... You know, Christians out there, they don't know their Bible. But you'd made the comment about people don't even know what they don't know. So, you know, we're helping them to know about Jesus.
That's right.
But even people that they think they know things, that ain't so. There's that saying, you know. And that's Strong Tower Radio, our tagline, where God's character is proclaimed. Because how many times have you ever heard about somebody, well, you know, they don't believe in God because how could a loving God, you know, take my mother? How could a loving God let all this happen? They don't know.
That's so true, Jelaine. One of the things that has come very clear to me is people really don't know their Bibles. They don't know the God who inspired the writing of the Bible. And it is the programs. For instance, I was listening this morning to Doug Batchelor and his program.
Bible Answers Live.
Bible Answers Live. You know, what a wonderful program that is, because people can hear and they're saying, well, you know, that's what I was wondering about. That's what I was thinking. And it resonates in their own minds that this is God speaking to me.
That's Amen. Right. And, you know, because like so many people, they don't know. They can read something, but what does that mean? Or they've grown up and they've always thought that's everybody in the world. This is what they do, or this is what everybody believes. But what does the Bible say? And I know it's very hard sometimes when I know somebody that has lost a loved one. You know, now you got to be very careful in how you talk to those people. But, you know, they say something, my mother's up in heaven. And it's just like, well, do you know what the Bible says? You know, because you can't say, oh, no, they're not in heaven. But if you see what the Bible says, no, they're not in heaven. But you got to understand, you got to read the Bible and know what it says.
One of the most comforting things that a person can say when a loved one has passed, you know, is to refer them to what Jesus taught in John, the 11th chapter, where the raising of Lazarus. You know, that's such a beautiful story. And if it's told in the right setting, it can bring people to a knowledge of what Jesus really is all about, what he can do and what he will do. You know, people need to know that Jesus is the life giver.
Amen.
He can speak life. The same God that created this world can recreate us. But that's what we need more than anything else today, is God to recreate in us the mind of Jesus.
That's right, because the more we're like Jesus, then people will see. They want to know more about, you know, this God you portray.
This is what Jesus told us in that, what I call the high priestly prayer of Jesus in John 17. He said, this is eternal life. John 17, verse 3. This is eternal life, that they may know thee.
That's right.
And to know God is to have eternal life.
Amen. Amen. Well, folks, we're running out of time in this first segment, so we're going to have to take a break. But stay tuned, because we will be right back, Tom and I, with Pastor George Dronin.
And his conversion story.
Amen.
Hello, friends. This is Doug Batchelor from Amazing Facts. Strong Tower Radio is a station that believes in the power of prayer. In the book Steps to Christ, we're told, prayer is the opening of the heart to God as to a friend. Not that it's necessary in order to make known to God what we are, but in order to enable us to receive Him. Prayer does not bring God down to us, but brings us up to Him. What a beautiful promise of God's power for our lives. Do you have a special prayer request that you'd like for us to pray for? If so, call us at 877-278-5512 or send an email through our website, strongtowerradio.org. We have a team of prayer warriors standing by to join with you in taking your petitions to the throne of grace. God loves each of us so much, and He's waiting to hear from you.
Hi, folks. I'm Jelaine Fenner, and welcome back to Strong Tower Radio today with my co-host,
Tom Majeure.
And Tom, we have in our studio, we've been talking to a special, well, he's a guest, but sometimes he may be a co-host, George Dronin.
Yes.
And George is an associate development director here, along with Cam Ferguson, who is our development director, which that is a fundraiser.
You know, Jelaine, sometimes people want help, Strong Tower Radio. So if you have any questions, call the station, email, and either George or Cam can get back with you and see how you can help expand the ministry, which is now going worldwide streaming.
That's right. That's so exciting that we're streaming now. Well, we were talking about at the beginning about the newsletter, and the theme for the September issue is being about our Father's business. And before we mentioned, Tom, you mentioned about we're going to talk to George about his conversion story. And so before we go there, though, let's just talk a little bit more about Strong Tower Radio and what we're doing in our programming. And we're really trying to get organized and get good programs for our listeners.
Thanks so much, Jelaine. You know, a good organization plans. And we have plans not only for the rest of the year, but all of next year. We're already laying plans, and we're super excited. It's part of a team, and we call it Special Programming Team, and we're looking at the fourth quarter. Let me tell you a little about it. Right now, we're doing what came out of that committee is our Reformation program. 503 years ago, Martin Luther nailed the 95 theses onto the Wittenberg Chapel door. And we're doing two new programs, The Roots of the Reformation. That's with Dr. Dom Steek. And Dr. Dom Steek gives tours of the Reformation in Europe. And he's going to give us a virtual tour right here on Strong Tower Radio. So if you never can make it to his Reformation tour, you'll get to hear part of it here on Strong Tower Radio. And then the other program is, you've heard of a solo. The solos, which is Solo Scriptio, Sola Gratia. There's five solos that came out of the Reformation. And Pastor Jay and Cam and yourself, Jelaine, are all producing that particular program. And then we have new programs for Thanksgiving and for December. Just stay tuned here to Strong Tower Radio. You won't be disappointed.
No, that's absolutely right. We are busy bringing new programs, not just repeating programs. But you know what? I've heard a program before and I remember, I've heard that. But I listened to it again. I learned something new. It's just like reading your Bible. You know, for 20 years, you can read that same verse, and all of a sudden, the Lord brings something new to your mind.
Amen.
Yes. Well, George, tell us about your life. Did you grow up in a church?
I grew up in a Lutheran home. My dad was Lutheran, and my mom was Baptist. She said that as we were growing up, she would take us aside and say, "You've never really been baptized, so if you ever get a chance, you ought to be baptized by immersion." That stuck in my mind.
Well, because Lutherans, are they sprinkle?
Sprinkle, oh yes. So that was in my mind. When I was in the Navy, I attended a Baptist church, but I didn't see enough difference between the Lutheran church that I attended and the Baptist church, so I never became a Baptist. But as I was growing up, I met my wife, who we will celebrate 60 years this coming December.
Amen.
In our marriage, so God has been good to us. But she preferred the Baptist church, so again, we had that Lutheran-Baptist connection. And as I tell people, they ask me the question, "Which church do you belong to?" I tell them this story about how I became a Seventh-day Adventist. And that was through literature. A friend of my brother's shared with him a book on the Sabbath, the Christian Sabbath. Well, he came home one day and he said to me, he says, "George, we're worshiping on the wrong day." I says, "I can't accept that." I said, "Not all these great preachers like Billy Graham, they can't all be wrong." "Well," he says, "in the Bible." So he gave us that book on the Sabbath, and I read it, and sure enough, but I wasn't convinced. His friend gave him another book called Daniel and Revelation. It's a beautiful, thick book. It has to do with tracing the Bible from the book of Daniel and the book of Revelation, verse by verse. Commentary on those two wonderful books.
Which are prophecy books.
These are prophecy books, yes. I'd always wondered, my aunt gave me a book called Haley's Bible, a handbook. And I discovered in the Bible, in the book of Revelation, it talks about some of these marks and the signs. And as I looked closely, I discovered unless you had God's special seal, you would be lost. And if you had that mark, you would burn. And I didn't want either. So I looked in this book, Haley's Bible Handbook, and I couldn't find anything that really described this. But there was one thing that stuck in my mind. There were three different interpretations of Scripture that it's described. One was the futurist, one was the preterist, and one was the historical. Well, I looked at the futurist, and that didn't make any sense. And I looked at the preterist, and that didn't make any sense. But the historical, I could identify with that. And this is what Daniel and Revelation by Uriah Smith, that book that I was mentioning, came into my mind. When I started reading this, it all started to make sense. I started to see that God had a special plan. And it was following history. You know what history really is?
What is history?
Prophecy foretold.
No, it's... just take the word. His story.
Yes.
God's story is written in the history book, and we can be sure that when it's there, that we can have a chart to follow. Well, I started reading that book, and I worked. Some people say I'm too busy to read. Well, I was too busy to read. I had my 8-hour job. I'd go to work. Right then, I was working 4 o'clock in the afternoon till midnight. But we didn't want to lay around all day, so I drove school bus from about 6 o'clock in the morning till about 8, and that meant I had to get up at 5:30. And I usually got home about 12:30. And then come home and eat breakfast, and then I'd get ready, and we were doing some contracting work, so I'd work for another 3-4 hours, and then at 4 o'clock, I'd go into work again. That was my schedule. But you know what I would do? I'd take that book, and any spare moment that I had, I'd pull out the drawer in my desk, and I'd read. And I read through that big book there in a matter of 6 weeks or so. And then it came time that my brother said that he was planning to become a baptized member of the Seventh-day Adventist Church. But he said, there's a few things I don't understand, and the Adventist pastor is going to come out and go over these things with me. He said, if you and your wife, you and Barbara want to listen, you're more than welcome. Well, I'd never seen a Seventh-day Adventist, never talked to one, and I was curious by nature. I wasn't going to miss out. That pastor came out, and he sat down, visited with us. He said, I'll only be here an hour. And he asked my brother, what don't you understand about the Seventh-day Adventist Church teachings? Well, my brother said, I don't understand the 2,300-day sanctuary service. A lot of people say that this can't be explained from the Bible, but this pastor proved otherwise. He brought out his charts. I had never seen anything like this in all my life. And it showed where we were in the stream of time. Boy, he raised so many questions in my mind, we kept him there for another hour after his study, just asking questions and asking him to explain. He says, well, I can't explain it all tonight. I'll be back the following Tuesday. Following Tuesday, he was there, and he went through some more. But you know, that pastor was so thorough. He told my wife what she needed to take out of the cupboards that wasn't good for us, and he told us what we need to do in order to follow what the Bible taught about good health. Then he comes back, this pastor comes back, dear old Jim Walters comes back the following Tuesday, third time he's coming back to our house. We've never been in an Adventist church, never kept the Sabbath. He studies with my brother, and he studies with me, my wife. He finishes studies, and he looks at my brother, and he says, well, Don, I think we can plan on your baptism this coming Sabbath. And And my brother was excited. Then he looked at me and he says, "How would you like to be baptized with your brother?" And I looked at him and I says, "Can I?"
Amen.
"Can I?"
Now, and your brother, though, had been to the church, right? He'd been going. That's right. Why he asked the pastor to come so he could understand. Yeah. He had some questions. Yeah. And you and Barb had never been to an Adventist church.
No. So that Sabbath, we were there.
You're definitely a man of action and decision.
So yeah. That Sabbath, we were there. It's we line up, come into the church, and people say, "Well, it's nice to have you in our church today." And then they see us line up in the baptismal row. Wow. I remember one pastor, I told him my story. He says, "Well, I wouldn't have baptized you." And I says, "I believe you." You know, it took faith for those pastors to go ahead with us. But one of the things I learned very, very quickly after we became Seventh-day Adventists, if you don't have an outlet so that you can share, you're going to lose it. And I noticed right away that people that I worked with weren't too terribly interested in me sharing with them day after day. And a man got up and he told his story about how he witnessed with our books. He was called a literature evangelist. And I poked my wife. I said, "We got to find out about this." And so we went.
So that's a Christian bookseller.
That's right. And we started inquiring, and I talked to the pastor who had studied with me. I says, "I want to be a literature evangelist." He says, whoa, wait now, let's not go too fast. I thought, whoa, you didn't say that when you asked me if I wanted to be baptized. How come you're slowing me up now? But 6 months after we became Seventh-day Adventists, we became full-time literature evangelist.
Amen.
And we worked in North Dakota for 2 years as a literature evangelist and 2 years as a leader of the literature evangelist, training literature evangelist. Then we moved to Nebraska and worked there 5 years. Then we were in Kansas and Colorado, the area surrounding the Great Lakes, Michigan, Illinois, Wisconsin, Indiana. We worked there 11 years. We worked in Canada 5 years. We were with one of our presses out in Idaho for 5 years. And then 1999, we were invited by the Michigan Conference to become pastors here in the Michigan Conference of Seventh-day Adventists. So we've been working here since 1999. But I wanted to share one of the most thrilling experiences, maybe a couple, if it just depends on how fast that clock moves ahead. One of my students, Elder Bob Peck, became a pastor, and then he was the conference president in the Dakota Conference, which comprises North and South Dakota.
Now, you said one of your students. So when you were a literature evangelist, you were teaching?
Yes, I was a literature evangelist leader for 38 years serving in these different states. And Bob Peck was one of my students. And I went to visit him in his office at camp meeting in North Dakota. And I said, "Bob, get your book out, your appointment book." He said, "What for?" I says, "We got to go out and visit some people." He said, "I don't have time." I said, "Bob." I says, "Okay," he says, "let's do it." So he gave me a date. I set it up and set up a couple appointments. We were down in Brookings, South Dakota. We called on a man by the name of John. And I won't say his last name, but John invited us in. He had a little boy, about 4 or 5 years old. And, oh, the perfect situation. The man was a history student. He was working on his doctorate. And he wasn't interested in anything I showed him. Finally, I pulled out this book on Revelation, the prophecies of Revelation explained by Dr. Mervyn Maxwell. And he grabbed his forehead and he said, "Wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute." And I looked at him, and he says, "I saw you showing this book to me in a dream."
Amen.
Wow.
And he bought the book, and Bob Peck asked him the question, "Tell me that story again." He says, "I saw two men coming to my home. I invited them in." He pointed to me, and he says, "This man was showing me the book, but I saw you standing off to the side watching this. I saw the whole thing in my dream." Over and over again, God has demonstrated that this is His work.
That's right.
Not our work. And dear Christian friend, we are either a missionary or a mission field. There's no in between. And if you don't have a place to witness for Jesus, you ought to find one. You know, I've been in just literally hundreds and hundreds of homes all over North America, but I share with them the beautiful books that we have in our library called the Conflict of Ages. And if you don't have any of these books, call Strong Tower Radio or any of our other presses and inquire about them. There are five books. Two are on the Old Testament, one on the life of Jesus, and one that is called The Great Controversy. I tell people this is a story of the Christian church. Mm-hmm. Our theme is the Reformation. This is one of the most beautiful books on the Reformation. Get it, read it, and let the Holy Spirit guide you and direct you.
Okay, we're going to have to take a break. And I just want to remind everybody, if you even haven't heard, The Great Controversy changed my life. So stay tuned, folks. We're going to come back and talk to George some more about not just that book, but about books that will change your life.
Okay, very good.
Do you want an easy way to support Strong Tower Radio and it won't cost you anything? If you shop Amazon, you can set up your account to have them donate to us. Just go to smile.amazon.com and pick Strong Tower Radio as your charitable organization, and they will donate 0.5% of the eligible purchase to us. That's smile.amazon.com. And you can do more to support Strong Tower Radio by going to strongtowerradio.org and hit the donate button and become a monthly covenant partner. Remember, every little bit helps. We should do all in our power to spread the three angels' messages of Revelation 14, 6 through 12. Hi, folks. I'm Jelaine Fenner, and welcome back to Strong Tower Radio today with my co-host,
Tom Majeur.
And we've been talking to our guest inside this studio today, George Dronin, who is associate part-time development director, along with Cam Ferguson, who is our full-time development director. And George is an interim pastor currently with Traverse City in Kalkaska. And he's a retired pastor, 20 years, you said, right?
I think so.
Yep. But prior to being a pastor, he was a literature evangelist, which is somebody that sells Christian books. And you were just telling us the story about taking out one of the students that you had taught to be a literature evangelist that had become a pastor. And you were presenting these books to this gentleman who didn't want nothing to do with you until you pulled out, what book was that you pulled out?
God Cares by Mervyn Maxwell. It's a commentary on the book of Revelation.
Right, and when you said that, all of a sudden that gentleman realized he'd had a dream, that God brought back that he was having a dream, and he had seen you and this other pastor, that the two of you in his dream presenting that. And so it's just amazing what God does.
Amen. And that is so wonderful. And as I was sharing in the past segment, these books, these five books that I mentioned, the first one, Patriarchs and Prophets. You know, today in our society, there's very few people that understand where we really come from. There's three things that people must understand in order to have eternal life. They're very simple. Number one, they must believe where they came from. Number two, they must believe why they're here. And number three, they must believe what happens when we die. And that's what really is the big answers that are taught in these five volumes. The first volume, Patriarchs and Prophets, covers creation through the life of King David. The second volume, Prophets and Kings, goes through the kings and ends with the beginning of the New Testament. But The Desire of Ages is the premier book. But I just wanted to share with you what it says in the preface. I don't know how many people read the preface of a book, but much less read a book anymore. But it says, in the preface of this book, in the hearts of all mankind, whatever race or station in life, there are inexpressible longings for something they do not now possess. That's why people are always groping, what about this, what about that? But notice this longing is implanted in the very constitution of man by a merciful God, that man may not be satisfied with his present conditions or attainments, whether bad or good or better. God desires that the human shall seek the best and find it to the eternal blessing of his soul. You see, that's what God wants us to do. Not be satisfied, but be seeking to look for the best. You know, our books are not cheap. We always tell people we have no argument with those who want to settle for less. They know what their product is worth. But many times I go into homes and they say they can't afford it. People say that, well, I can't afford to return my 10% that the Lord expects. But if we follow what God directs us to do, we'll find tremendous blessings. But notice what it says on this volume. I just got to share this with.
And which book do you have?
This is The Desire of Ages. Hmm. It's on page 330.
It's one of the best books on the life of Christ.
It is.
And you know, let me just share with people, these books, there's a parallel with scriptures. So you can read the scriptures and you can read this commentary together. And we've done that at least twice in our family. And what a blessing. You want to read this along with the scriptures and you'll get the full impact of God's word.
In fact, George, on The Desire of Ages, I've heard that there's 1,200 scriptures quoted in that book.
That's in the Great Controversy.
Oh, great. Okay, well, because these books go along with the Bible.
Actually, Billy Graham, many years ago, was asked by a young pastor what he would recommend as a commentary on the Bible. And Billy Graham said, these five books by E.G. White are the best commentaries you'll ever find on the scripture. And if you use them as a commentary, it'll direct your life.
And our here at Strong Tower Radio, we feel so strongly about it that we actually offer these books at no charge, at least the two of the five volumes. And that is The Desire of Ages. We literally give away The Desire of Ages. We have listeners who help us out from time to time to cover the expense. It does cost money. But The Desire of Ages and The Great Controversy, these are two books you need to have in your library.
This one here, I'm going to share with people just a little bit. It says here, there are many whose hearts are aching under a load of care because they seek to reach the world's standards. They have chosen his service, accepted his perplexity, adopted his custom. Thus their character is marred and their life made a weariness. In order to gratify ambition and worldly desire, they wound a conscience or bring upon themselves an additional burden of remorse. The continual worry is wearing out our life forces. And then it says down, later down there, it says, worry is blind and cannot discern the future, but Jesus sees the end from the beginning. In every difficulty, he has a way prepared to bring relief. And I like this. Our Heavenly Father has 1,000 ways to provide for us, of which we know nothing.
Amen.
Those who accept the one principle of making the service and honor of God supreme will find perplexities vanish and a plain path before their feet. You know, this is when you read this to people, they'll realize that God is speaking to them through these words. And that's where conviction becomes a part of their not. And they say, I remember it was up in North Dakota, it was 20 below zero that night or that day. And I was calling on homes, and two little girls had sent in cards for the Bible stories, and I knocked on the door about 8 o'clock in the evening.
Tell us a little bit about the Bible story. What is that about?
Okay, the Bible stories is 10 volumes that Arthur Maxwell wrote. He wrote those 10 volumes over a period of about 8-9 years. He started in about 1951 and finished about 8 years later. He did nothing but study the Bible as he was writing these books. So there was he used no commentaries, nothing but the Bible. We've received recommendations for that set from just about every major Christian denomination. As we had Russell Thomas, Pastor Thomas here a few weeks ago. That set has been sold all over the world. It's been translated into, I think, 9 or 10 different languages. But that set has made its way, made friends. But this couple, their little girls, twin girls, had sent in the cards. And those girls, as I knocked on the door, the dad came to the door. He says, they weren't supposed to send those cards in. He said, we really can't afford it now. And like I usually say, while I'm here now, I might as well let you see what you looked at. So he invited me in. He was washing clothes, 8 o'clock in the evening. His wife was in the living room sitting on the couch. And so I came in, sat down, and I showed him the beautiful Bible stories. They cover the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. The first 6 are on the Old Testament, the last 4 are on the New. 7, 8, 9 are on the life of Jesus, and volume 10 covers the book of Acts through the book of Revelation. 409 stories. But I showed the couple the set, and as they're looking through the set, oh, they're amazed. The gentleman took the Desire of Ages into the wherever he had his washing machine and said, when he come back, he says to his wife, he said, this is inspired. He said, I've never read anything like this. And he was shaking his head. They couldn't afford it. And the wife looked at him, and I'll always remember what she said. She says, many times we've bought things we can't afford. She said, this time we can't afford to let this pie. We need these.
Amen.
So they purchased a set of Bible stories. They purchased the 5-volume Conflict of Ages and a large family Bible. I left them. We always enroll people in a Bible course, and we have prayer with people when we leave. And about 2 or 3 weeks later, I was in the same town. It was still cold, and this evening I stopped at a restaurant just to grab something warm before I made a couple more calls. Picked up the local newspaper. I was just glancing down there, and I happened to see their name in the paper. Here it was, his mother's obituary. Just think, three weeks earlier, she had made a decision to purchase these volumes for her children. Mm. You know, sometimes we think mother's work is not so important, but you know, there's no other work that can equal this.
That's right.
You know, we're told in one of these books that there's no other work that can equal this. To a very great extent, the mother holds in her own hands the destiny of her children. And you know, most mothers don't have the tools that they really need today to teach children. We must give the children tools, because you know, children today will listen to what mother says, but if mother sets them before the TV, that's not going to be much character training. Children need to be taught taught what is right and wrong. We are losing our standards today because right and wrong isn't taught anymore.
That's right. The values aren't. You know, I just want to talk a little bit more about the Bible stories. Most of you listeners have seen this book. They're blue. Most of it, the right. cover is blue. And it says the Bible story. They're in doctor's offices, dentist's offices. And when you talked about the girls had sent in, you know, a fly or a card. Yes. That most of these books have cards in there so you can find out more about them. And that's what you would do, not just knock on. You didn't just knock on doors to sell books. You had leads from these cards.
Correct. And if you don't get an answer when you send a card in or there's no cards there, get a hold of Strong Tower Radio. We'll figure out a way to get in contact with you.
That's right.
Absolutely. And let me just share with you, if you want a flavor of those books, Holly Bailey Wiltzer reads those stories once a week on Joy in the Morning. That's a Strong Tower Radio program that's aired at 10 o'clock Tuesday through Friday. So if you want a flavor of that Bible story,
she does
a nice job of it, too.
Yes, she does. So that's the Bible stories and then this conflict of the ages. All these books have Bible verses. They're from the Bible.
That's right. Our work, our placing these in the home is not to replace the Bible, but to enhance the understanding of Scripture. You see, it's a beautiful story that came to us from a town in Minnesota. But the mother purchased a set of the Bible stories for her boy. He was quite a few years ago, and he had a heart defect. He couldn't run and play like the other kids. So they got the Bible stories, and they got in the habit of reading a story every night. Every night.
What a wonderful way to put your children to bed is with this book.
And these are beautifully illustrated. Kids like to have pictures. So the story with pictures.
And let me just add, generations. I had them, and you know, our kids read it. Many families use it as family devotions when the kids are small.
I had a Lutheran pastor. I wanted a recommendation from him for his church members. And when I was showing him and his wife, he looked at me and he looked at his wife and he says, we could use these for our own family devotions.
Yes. Yep.
But that couple up in Minnesota got in the habit of reading a story every night. This particular night, they read that story that is based on Revelation 3:20, where it says, "Behold, I stand at door and knock." And the caption of that story reads something like this: "Here Jesus says again, 'Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in.' That anyone includes you. He won't open the door himself. He's too polite for that. Anyway, the latch is on the inside and you have to lift it. Maybe you can hear a knock just now. There's someone at the door, someone very kind, very dear. Don't leave him standing outside while you tidy things up. Fling wide the door and warmest welcome. Say, 'Jesus, I'm so glad you've come. Please live in my heart forever.'" When they finished the story, the little boy looked at his mommy. He says, "Mommy, I'd like to invite Jesus into my heart tonight."
Amen.
And they went to bed happy that night. But then mother wrote us a letter. She says, "You know, we couldn't afford to get those Bible stories when we purchased them." But she says, "That night, my little boy passed away in his sleep."
Mm-hmm. After reading that story. And see, I remember that picture. Was that painted by Harry Anderson?
Either Harry Anderson or John Steele.
There were Jesus knocking.
Jesus knocking at the
that's
door.
Beautiful. There are over 100 appeals in the Bible story set alone for the reader to accept Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. We don't have any idea how many people will be in heaven.
That's right.
Because they've accepted Jesus. I got to share it just real quickly. You know, people, and Delaine has mentioned the books that are in hospitals and doctor's offices. I was checking the books in one hospital, and a nurse come up to me, and she says, "I just got to tell you." She says, "We had an old man here. He was so filthy-mouthed that we put him in a wing all by himself so he wouldn't contaminate other people." but he was lonely down there, so we gave him this volume one. And, you know, he started reading, he started changing his language, and she says, before he died, he was a changed man.
Amen.
Just from reading that one story about God and the creation, which takes you through, volume one takes you from creation through the life of Abraham. Ah, I tell you that we just can't tell you how much God has intervened, overruled in the lives of people who are part of our forever family.
Well, you know, folks, Jesus is coming soon. You can see the signs of the times. And George, like Tom had said earlier, we're so thankful that you're part of the Strong Tower Radio family. And we're so thankful for your work in the past of being a literature evangelist and selling these Christian books. And like Tom, you mentioned, we believe in the desire of ages and the great controversy so much that we give this book, those books away for free. Plus, sometimes we have some other books. And if you want to know anything more about the Bible story books, or The Conflict of the Ages, there's five books, which includes The Great Controversy and Desire of Ages, give us a call here at Strong Tower Radio, 231-468-2087, and we can get you information if you would like to purchase these books. And where George is telling the stories, you can't not afford to get them. It's just like the little boy. He asked Jesus into his life and died. But when they were looking at the books, they were thinking they couldn't afford them, but they bought them. And look what happened.
Amen.
And so we're just so thankful, listeners, that you've joined Tom and I and George and to hear this story. And you'll be hearing more about George, and you'll be seeing more of his writings in our newsletter. So thank you for listening, folks. Stay tuned, because Strong Tower Radio has programs that we want to help you know God.
Bye now.
Bye.
Good news about salvation is that it's free. It is God's gift to you. Even if you could live a perfect life from now on, never sin in deed or even in thought, it would do nothing about the sins you have already committed. For that, you need a Savior. Fortunately, we have a Savior. His name is Jesus. And all we have to do is confess our sins, and He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness, 1 John 1:9. He can be just in forgiving our sins, because Jesus has taken our place. Jesus is pleading our case. The Father wants to save us. Jesus wants to save us. All heaven is wrapped up in our salvation. Make no doubt about it. If we're lost, it's because we would not be happy in heaven, where there is no selfishness and no pride, and everyone gets along. Wow, friends, that sounds delightful. I can't imagine not wanting to be there. Let's make plans to meet there.
Strong Tower Radio publishes a monthly newsletter about the ministry's progress and listeners' response. Get the free subscription just by calling 231-468-2087. Strong Tower Radio, where God's character is proclaimed.